As Christians, we face the difficult challenge of keeping our focus constantly on Christ. And I think this is a task that's become more and more difficult over time. It seems that our secular world is constantly devising more and more things and more ways for us to look at anything but God and our relationship with Him. But today's scripture readings ask us to reflect upon our relationship with God. What is God's role in my life? A recent study of American Catholics showed that many Catholics view God as a type of cosmic CEO. And by this I mean that they believe that God exists, but that they don't see God as being concerned for all the details of their lives. Instead, they see God as only concerned with big picture items. So, for example, God might care about the war in Iraq or world hunger, but He doesn't really care about how I conduct myself, what television shows I watch, how I vote, or how I conduct my personal affairs. In other words, it seems to me that a lot of us are acting like Elijah, looking or expecting to see God in earthquakes, fire, and wind. But if we learn from Elijah, we learn that God's presence is found in the soft whispers of our ordinary, everyday life. The problem we face when we seek God in the extraordinary is that we often fail to recognize God is present in the ordinary. In other words, these grandiose events become distractions that prevent us from recognizing that the presence of God is constantly surrounding us. Spiritually, this is a very dangerous move. You see, when we lose sight of God's intimate presence in our lives, we begin to see God as impersonal. He becomes too big or too busy to be concerned with my small problems. And the moral decisions I make are far too small for God to notice, yet alone to be concerned about. This attitude leads us to believe that God has abandoned us, which ultimately leads us to become fearful. You see, we fear that God is not in control, that God has abandoned us, that He's too busy to deal with us, or that He doesn't even see the problems that surround us. And this is the mechanism that we see at play in today's gospel. Peter, recognizing that he's in the presence of Christ, asked Jesus to call out to him so that he can walk on the water, which he does. But after a few moments, Peter becomes distracted. He realizes that there's a storm surrounding him, and he becomes afraid. Afraid, perhaps, that Jesus doesn't see the immensity of this storm. Afraid, perhaps, that Jesus is not more powerful than the storm. Afraid, perhaps, that the storm will engulf both him and Jesus. And he begins to sink. How often do we do this? How often does our own fear prevent us from realizing that God is standing right in front of us? How often do we fear that God doesn't even see the storm that surrounds us? Or that He can't overcome the storm? How often do we act out of fear, thinking that we need to take matters into our own hands because we're afraid that God is not in control or that He just doesn't care? I think we all do this to some degree. You know, sometimes we even justify our doing so with the adage, God helps those who help themselves. But isn't this adage just really another way of saying, I'm going to help myself because I'm afraid that God won't? You see, it all comes down to fear. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. And our enemies love it when we act out of fear. When we act on false evidence appearing real, we fail to see reality. When we act on false evidence appearing real, we begin to forget that God is present and in control. And we sink like Peter. When we act on false evidence appearing real, we become the antithesis of who we are called to be. For example, as a nation, we view ourselves as a nation that promotes peace and freedom. Yet, it was our fear of war that led us into the war in Iraq in the first place. As a nation, we're supposed to be a country where people can find liberty from oppression and a life of freedom. We even have a statue to welcome those seeking greater liberty with the words, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Yet our fear of terrorism and damaging our economy has led us to a point where we can't build walls big enough or fast enough to keep our country secure from the masses of poor and oppressed who wish to enter. As Christians, we're called to have a preferential option for helping and assisting the poor. Yet at the same time, we hoard money in our 401ks, Roth IRAs, and in numerous other accounts because we're afraid that God will not provide for us. So rather than helping the poor and sharing our wealth, as Christ and his apostles instructed, we've done the opposite. We've become the ones who stockpile our resources while many around us want for food and shelter and clothing. This should make us all feel uncomfortable. I know it makes me feel uncomfortable. And certainly I'm not suggesting that any one of us, myself included, are at a point where our faith is so great that we can live without any fear and imitate Christ to perfection. But I do think that every one of us needs to be challenged by the gospel. I think that we need to examine the ways in which fear prevents us from imitating Christ. We need to ask ourselves, what false evidence is causing me to sink in my mission to follow Christ? And then, like Peter, we need to call out to God, asking him to save us, to help us overcome the storm by focusing our attention on him. Only then will we realize that the storms that distract us are nothing more than false evidence appearing real.